There I go, and I am recording, and we are live. This is Breaking Free with MJ, podcast on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify at this time. We are moving to get it onto YouTube. However, I should let you know, YouTube doesn't like me. YouTube has labeled me a conspiracy theorist, and they have shadow banned and banned my channels. They've sent me multiple violation warnings, as has TikTok. TikTok has also labeled me a conspiracy theorist. All I'm doing is telling you what's going on with the technology and with the government, and they hate me for it, and they've been shutting me down everywhere. I also believe that Amazon is doing a number on my book, Total Tech Takeover. It's on Amazon right now. It's harder and harder to find on Amazon. I think that's also by design. A friend of mine said, they're not going to let you sell your book on Amazon. And that's turning out to be right. We're not getting a ton of traction on the book. Then again, you know, you have to understand that a lot of Americans, they just don't want the truth. They're hiding from the truth. They're doing everything they can to avoid the truth. They are clinging to industrial authorities and voices. They are absolutely rejecting any voice of reason, any voice with experience and technology knowledge. They don't want to hear it from us. They call us alarmists and tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, and they don't want to hear from us. We live, unfortunately, in a society of industrialist, institutionalist, establishment, statist zombies. We just do. I mean, I take no pleasure in saying this, by the way. Like, I'm not mocking them or trying to be humorous about it. That's not my jam. I'm just stating a matter of fact that these are the type of people we live among, is that their jam is not truth. They're just not seeking truth. They're seeking pleasure. They're seeking escape from their pain. They're seeking escape from their discomfort in a very increasingly uncomfortable society that is actually going to become more and more uncomfortable with each passing month, I am assured, at this hour. But anyways, getting back to the economy, let's look at the economy. Let's look at the top booming industries under this administration, because the government is not telling you about this. We're also going to tell you about the bottom busting industries under this administration. I'm going to try to power through them, hopefully get through this quickly, and it's not one of them long, drawn-out podcasts. I know we had one of those this morning, and so let's see if we can be a little more abbreviated here. So let's start with the top booming industries. Number one is artificial intelligence and machine learning. So AI isn't just hype anymore. It's actually reshaping the entire world. It's reshaping software, enterprise tools, marketing automation, analytics, retail, everything. It's just as I've called it before, a devouring Pac-Man. Rah, 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 rah. It just devours everything in its path. It is on a war path now. And wow, with the help of the federal government that has loosened up all the consumer protections, the worker protections, basically opened the gate for these algorithm programmers to do whatever they want with the AI. It is now taking over everything at absolute warp speed. So I just want to say something as a 25-year technologist and system software engineer myself. When you hear the words artificial intelligence and machine learning, you should also hear JRT. And that is job replacement technology. Every time you hear machine learning, the machines are learning to do your jobs. The machines are learning to get rid of you and to make you obsolete. That's what you should hear when you hear machine learning, because that's exactly the net outcome of all of this. Enterprise AI adoption is skyrocketing. That means all the corporations are adopting AI in every single facet of their businesses. Why? To get rid of their employees. That's why. Why? To get as much profit as they possibly can get out of their products and services. Why? Because they are all in a race to gain as much money as they possibly can in the shortest period of time, because they are all under the impression that it's all coming down and they want to grab as much money as they possibly can. You are witnessing a race to the economic finish line now as they all realize that AI is taking over everything. Now, of course, they're not going to tell you this. Corporations will not tell you what they're doing with AI. The government will not tell you what the corporations are doing with AI. The government won't tell you what the government or the military is doing with AI. Why? Number one, you'd be deeply concerned, America. If they actually told you the truth and you knew the truth, you would be doing that horrible thing and holding them accountable for not protecting your jobs, protecting your livelihood, protecting your health. Hopefully, you would probably overthrow them. And of course, they can't have that. So they have a more important priority of lying to you and keeping you in complete darkness about all of this and painting people like me who are telling you the truth about it as your enemies. Yeah, they want all of you to hate people like me. They want you to think that we're conspiracy theorist lunatics, that we have no idea what we're talking about, that we're progress blockers, that we're innovation blockers, that we're anti-Americans, and we're anti-American exceptionalism, even though most people like myself that are sharing the truth about what's happening are actually military veterans ourselves. Oh yeah, we've actually served our country. Yeah, hi, I'm a military veteran. I gave up years of my life for this country, unlike all of these artificial aristocrats in power who actually dodged military service. Yeah, I actually served in the military. Oh, and I have 25 years of technology experience as a system software architect and engineer and project manager. Yeah, I understand this technology every bit as well as all of them do. I'm not a carnival barker. I'm not a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. I am a deeply, deeply knowledgeable man about economics, about technology, and about business, and about foreign policy. And that is the quartet of threats to these people. And that's why they hate me. And that's why they've labeled me a conspiracy theorist. And that's why they will not allow this channel to expand and for people to hear the crazy things that I'm talking about. It's the same reason they didn't want people to hear what Charlie Kirk was talking about when he was going around to the universities telling the students that they were wasting their time at the universities because AI was going to take all of their jobs. So again, the number one booming industry under Donald Trump that has leapfrogged up the list under Donald Trump's watch is AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. It's booming because every single business wants AI to cut costs, boost productivity, and get rid of employees. Where's everybody going to work? Just food for thought. Specialized AI services and software solutions are being adopted across every single sector with the full enablement, funding, sponsorship, and look away of the federal government. The federal government itself now in full AI mode, installing AI and machine learning into every single one of its systems, getting rid of as many employees as it possibly can to hand all the power, including every single military system, every single military weapon, including the nuke codes, over to chatbots like Grok in particular. That is what's happening. That is the number one booming industry in America. We got the receipts. I just gave you the evidence. That's what's happening. For those of you who think the jobs are coming, this right here proves not only are the jobs not coming, they are all going away. And all of these elite billionaires, soon to be trillionaires, are all in this together, temporarily working together to get rid of many people as they possibly can, to depopulate corporate America, to depopulate small businesses, to depopulate the communities, and depopulate the earth. Yes, they are on a massive Pac-Man devouring depopulation, warp speed operation to devour and destroy as many people as they possibly can to get as much of their money from them as they possibly can in the shortest amount of time. Can you prove me wrong? Before you say that I'm anti-American or that I have TDS or some other crazy thing, can you prove me wrong with facts? No, you can't. You absolutely cannot. Number two is clean energy and renewable energy. We talked about it before. Solar power, wind power, energy storage. These are the fastest growing industries this year. Yes, under Trump. Wait a second. I thought Trump was against clean energy and renewable power. Not a chance. The tax credits are still there. The infrastructure funding is still there. The corporate and consumer demand for sustainable energy solutions are still there. It is blowing up. Let me repeat myself. Clean energy and renewable power are blowing up. Even if the Trump administration were being honest with us and they really didn't like renewable energy, the tech bros that they now report to and all of the biotech people, crypto tech people, AI tech people that they now bow down to would say, absolutely not will you end clean energy. We need it for our data centers. We need it for our AI infrastructure. There's absolutely no possible way we will let you get rid of it. And they couldn't get rid of it even if they wanted to. Number three is biotech and what they're now calling precision medicine. That's biotech innovation, from gene therapy to AI drug discovery. It's all expanding rapidly. Every area of biotech is gaining massive traction. Biotech is right now the number four most lucrative industry in the entire world. It is set to be the number one most lucrative industry in the entire world, formerly known to you, my friends, as Big Pharma. And that is a very, very important distinction to make, that a lot of people have not yet adopted the correct vernacular to let their friends and family and others know that it ain't Big Pharma anymore. Pharma has turned into biotech. I want to be really clear that your idea of pharmaceutical, that old world, traditional medicines, traditional vaccines, all being replaced right now as we speak with technology by technologists. Big Pharma is now a technology industry in every single sense of the world. And to be very clear, it is an AI technology industry. Let me repeat myself. Big Pharma is now an AI biotechnology industry. When you hear technology, also think biotechnology. Every single medication they're coming out with, every single vaccine that they're right now developing in Tel Aviv, by the way, that's where all of the R&D centers are. All of this technology they're developing is going to be AI driven. They've already been pushing AI drugs on society. You're going to start seeing all these crazy designer drugs, personalized drugs that AI is developing. They're going to have tailor-made drugs for everybody, for everybody's DNA. They've got everybody's DNA already. They're already blueprinting all these drugs for them. They are replacing the analog drug world with the digital drug world, and you are watching the great replacement. So I know that I still make the mistake of calling it Big Pharma, but it is big biotech, and we should all call it by what it is. And again, the main jam of biotech is gene therapy. Even the Ozempic stuff, the GLP stuff you're hearing about, the obesity drugs, all that stuff is gene therapy. It is all deadly. It is all AI-driven witchcraft, all of it. And I ain't talking about ChatGPT, generative AI. I'm talking about autonomous AI, referential AI, industrial-level AI that they're using in industry now to create a whole new generation of Frankenstein drugs that they will injure and kill people with for absolute certain, just like their Operation Warp Speed Shot did. By the way, Operation Warp Speed Shot was AI-developed. If you're new to the channel, if you haven't heard me speak on this before, I've gone through all of the evidence to prove that every single stage of the Operation Warp Speed vaccine was developed with AI. At every single step, it was developed with AI. As a matter of fact, they could not have done that vaccine as quickly as they did without AI. And they used Google's DeepMind to do it. Yes, Google's DeepMind played a massive role in the development of the genome sequence as well as the sequencing of the spike proteins. They could have never done the modeling. They could have never done the sequencing without AI, and they couldn't have done it without the AI infrastructure and data centers of Google. So if those of you who are asking, why did they use Google? Well, there are two reasons. Google is leading the way in AI biotechnology. And Google has the most powerful data centers in the world from being Google. We've all been supporting Google for the last 20 years. They have been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as Google has increased, they've increased what's called their compute. And that is all their hardware. That's all their data centers. They had the compute to do the massive calculations that would be needed to crack the code to develop this vaccine, which, by the way, I've already proven many times, is fundamentally flawed because AI is fundamentally flawed. So I'm not going to go into all the details about that in this call, but we will do another future call. I know somebody messaged me and said, you need to do that whole AI vaccine thing again and let everybody know what's going on with it. I will do that, I promise. But for now, just the takeaway here is that Big Pharma is now biotech, okay? And biotech is global. And by the way, biotech is the headquarters of biotech, where all the biotech R&D is happening, is in Tel Aviv. It's in Israel. So for those of you who've been looking for the Israel connection, it's the technology, my friends. It's the biotechnology specifically. You can basically just toss the whole Zionism thing out the window. It doesn't even matter. follow the money. If you follow the money to the most booming industries that we're going over right now, then you will know that the number one booming industry is AI, and that the number three booming industry is biotech, and that biotech is set to be the number one booming industry very quickly. Follow the money, and you'll understand the relationships with the various countries and why they're all in bed together and why they're all helping each other, and how they have magically unified from the left and the right and from the east and from the west, and all of these disparate players coming together to form this superpower unified group that wants to help humanity. It's all fake. It's all a total fraud. They're coming together for all this technology to get rid of humanity and depopulate it in every imaginable way. Why? Because they want everything for themselves. Here's the good news. There is a God. God is alive, and he's not going to let him do it. But in the meantime, before he brings down this new Tower of Babel 2.0 that they're building, there will be blood. And there will be a lot of blood for the oil, which we're getting to in a minute, because they need it for their energy, and they need the energy for their AI build out and all of the witchcraft and witch brews that they're going to make from all their AI infrastructure. Okay, so again, precision medicine, you're going to hear that term more and more. Personalized medicine, genetic therapies, telehealth diagnostic technologies. It's all about getting people as sick as possible and then giving them as many possible cures and solutions to their sicknesses. They've created the problem, and now they're presenting the solution to the problem. It is a sick and twisted, warped cycle of sick health, sick health, sick health, sick cure, sick cure, sick cure. And it's just, people are trapped in this cycle, this merry-go-round of insanity, and they just don't even know which way is up at this point. And that's why when they hear people like me speaking in a reasonable voice, a reasonable man with a logical mind, with experience, with insights, with all of these wisdom to share with them, they think I'm crazy because their normal is crazy. Sad but true. They have been caught up in this, and I, you know, it's tragic that the majority of our fellow citizens are caught up in this merry-go-round of biotech lunacy, but they're not backing off, my friend. You might hear them backing off the party or the red hat party, or they're burning their red hats, or they're burning their blue hats, or, oh, I see that they're two wings of the same bird, and they're doing all that stuff for optics. You know, people are doing that for optics on social media, but what they're not doing is changing their ways. They're actually embracing this witchcraft and witch brew more than they ever had ever before in the past. Why do you think it's blowing up? How is biotech number three most booming industry under this administration if people are changing their ways? They're not changing their ways. They may be changing their words on social media where they go, I'm waking up, while they continue to pop all these synthetics and actually go right down into this biotech witchcraft rabbit hole. Sadly, it's tragic. I say this with tragedy. I don't say it as a joke. I don't say it to make fun of people, to mock them or ridicule them. Now, I'm not that person, never been that person. I say it because it's tragic. And I say it to their shame if they hear my voice, because I want them to wake up and I want them to see that these witchcraft witch brewers are not for them. They're for themselves and they're for their profit margins. Number four, I already said, is financial tech. Number five, and with financial tech comes digital currency. And so we should probably stop on that for a minute. We're talking about digital banking. We're talking about embedded payments. We're talking about AI-powered financial services and cryptocurrency and all of the infrastructure and all of the cottage industries that go with cryptocurrency, along with the complete transformation of our banks to completely digital banks. Yes, the digital currencyization of America is happening right now. It really kicked off in earnest with the elimination of the penny, which you are going to see the impacts of very shortly as they get rid of all the hard currency, which is one of our main pillars of freedom that are going away, as they digitize all the money so they can track every single penny and so they can build a very, very strong data profile about you to determine what kind of citizen you are, what kind of person you are, and yes, what kind of access and rights you should have. It will all be done through financial tech. Of course it will. The digitization of the currency and all of those other mechanisms that will put the people under complete financial surveillance to the extent that you won't even be able to buy a pot warmer at a garage sale without the oversight of the federal government. If you don't believe me, you are in for a very rude awakening. And yes, you will pay taxes on that. Everyone will pay taxes on absolutely everything. There will never, ever again even be the exchange of a single electronics item, an iPod, a set of headphones, a used book that the government doesn't see that you have sold and demand payment from you so you can pay and continue to pay the billionaires and give them the lives they think they deserve. Yes, all happening right now and happening under the context and pretext of financial tech. Next comes what? If you're going to have financial tech, if you're going to digitize all the money, if you're going to turn all the dollars into ones and zeros and get rid of all the coin, and yes, soon, all the gold and silver, for those of you who are so excited about the skyrocketing value of gold and silver, that's going away too. Well, if you're going to digitize everything, you need what? Cybersecurity. Oh, number five. Higher reliance on digital tools and remote work has increased threats and demand for protection. It's also because of all of the financial tech. With the financial tech comes the cybersecurity, and with the cybersecurity comes the cybercrime. Because let me tell you, as a former technologist of 25 years, a system software architect and engineer, let me tell you, the more cybersecurity you do, the more cybercrime you get. We should all know that by now. You know that identity theft is one of the most lucrative crime enterprises in the entire world. Do you think it's strange that your government's not even telling you about it? It's really strange, isn't it? Their job is literally to protect us against foreign and domestic enemies. They've actually been tearing down firewalls. You want to talk about borders? They've been tearing down all the firewalls and all the digital protections we've had from foreign countries. Chinese hackers, Russian hackers have been doing denial of service attacks and ransomware attacks. Oh yeah, I'm deep in the weeds in all this technology. I'm telling you right now, they're making it so much easier for cyber criminals to rip us off and to rip our organizations off. Why? Because you have a bunch of people in office that actually are helping them do it. They're all enriching each other. Isn't it sick and sad that cybercrime is not something they're protecting us from, but actually enabling so they can do more cybersecurity and make more money from the cybersecurity? Same way they do war. They do war so they can create more weapons and they can profit from those weapons. It's the same cycle of lunacy that's happening with cybercrime and cybersecurity. They create the problem and then they present the solution. It's the same people. It's literally the same people that are doing this. Why it's growing? Businesses are spending billions and billions of dollars, as well as the government, to secure data networks and cloud environments across distributed networks. For those of you who want to know what's going on with the data centers, I'm your Huckleberry. I can tell you all about it. They're building a minimum of 20 data centers around America. It will be a distributed network for data. The government is going to store all of its data, particularly lab science data, biotech data, on these servers that are going to be in these data centers around the country. They're going to use them to develop what Larry Ellison said from the Oval Office on Trump's first day in office, 48-hour vaccines and a whole new generation of witch brews for the people. And I guarantee you, with all that government data in all those data centers in your communities, those data centers are going to become no-go zones. Yes, you are going to see 1984 come to life in your own community. And all it's going to take is one sabotage event to one of those data centers. You're going to lock all of them down, restrict the airspace, mile perimeters all the way around them, machine gun turrets. Oh yes, it's all coming. Why? Because if the data goes down, the power goes down and the society completely fails. They are putting us into a 100% dependency on the uptime. We're talking about 100% uptime of these data centers. And I'm going to tell you, in order to ensure you have 100% uptime, I can tell you from somebody from technology, it takes an exorbitant amount of energy. It takes an exorbitant amount of contingency planning and fail safe and failovers. And they're doing all of it. They're stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking all these processes so these data centers never go down. And I'm going to tell you, all it's going to take is one sabotage event. And they're going to say, hey, we got to lock all these down. We can't trust our citizens. And those are all going to become no-go zones, just like they are in 1984. It is all coming to a neighborhood near you, probably your neighborhood. Why? Because we are not standing up against it. We're all well, not all of us, but most of us are just self-medicating, numbing, playing little escapism games, and denying the reality that's playing out right in front of us because, I don't know, I guess we're just here to pleasure ourselves. I don't know what people are doing. Why don't they face the truth? Is it uncomfortable? Are they having too much fun? Are they lazy? Are they prideful? Are they part of it? I mean, any number of reasons, but it is happening, and it's happening very, very quickly. Okay, cybersecurity, number six is e-commerce and digital retail completely replacing all the retail stores in society. Let's stop beating around the bush. Let's stop, sugarcoating our words. All the retail's going away. All the retail, except for really high-end niche stuff. Most retail is going away. It's all going online. And as it goes online, it is all going to come together into a massive singularity where you have a ultra retailer, probably Amazon, like the one in the movie WALL-E, where there is just one government-owned massive retail center and that all the people have to buy absolutely everything from that center. It will be short-lived. It will collapse. It will be a complete disaster. But everything always, whenever you have these sort of totalitarian takeovers, they all move in the pattern of singularity. They're always coming together. So of course, they're all going to come together and they're going to form. And they're right now forming a superpower as all these monopolies come together and form this pyramid of superpower without intervention from the government, which is supposed to be breaking up monopolies. They are actually helping them build monopolies and leading to a situation where you will absolutely 100% be completely dependent on just one or two massive retail outlets. And if your social credit score isn't good enough or you've been causing problems like your boy up in Idaho, you probably won't get to participate. And that just doesn't come from my book, Total Tech Takeover. That also comes from this book right here called The Holy Bible. If you would turn to Revelation 13, you can read all about this beast system that I'm telling you about. It's all coming, and it's all coming at warp speed because this government is making sure that it comes at warp speed. So digital retail is taking over. The trends are AI-enhanced recommendations, direct-to-consumer brands, subscription services, getting rid of all the retail. For those of you, there are people out there that love watching the world burn, and they figure if they don't like it, then they don't care if it goes away. And so there's a lot of people, when you tell them about how all the retail's gone away, they go, good, I'm so happy to see I hate Nike, I'd never buy Nike. And then it's, I hate Skechers, I'd never buy Skechers. You know, then it's, I hate Under Armour, I hate Walmart, I hate Target, I hate this, I hate that, they hate everything. I mean, they literally hate everything. And they don't understand that all of those places form the marketplace of our community, and it's where all of our people work, and that we have all these other cottage industries in our community that support all these businesses. And if you tear down all the markets, there's nothing left in your community but basically a zombie society that is completely enslaved to an online virtual reality digital system of totalitarian algorithm masters like Elon Musk. So for those of you who are so excited that retail is going away and you hate malls and you just hate all these things, boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. All of you are going to greatly regret not standing up for the complete destruction of your community, the complete destruction of all of your jobs and all of your livelihoods. You are all going to regret not standing up to this massive takeover. But go ahead, if it makes you feel good to say you're happy that Nike store is going away and all the stores are going away in your community, that makes you feel good about yourself. I guess do whatever you have to do to get through the night. Me, I have this thing. It is an increasingly hated thing in society. It is frowned on. You can get banned for it and people hate your guts for it, but I still have it, and it's called empathy. And I know how unpopular it is, and I know how much people hate it, but I still have it. And I'm going to the grave with it. I will always, always empathize with my neighbors. I will empathize with the young people. I will empathize with the workers. And I will put myself in their shoes. Even if I don't want to go to their stores, I'll fight for their stores. And I'll keep telling the truth about what's happening. Because just like free speech, I may not like what you have to say, but I will defend your right to say it. I may not shop at your store, but I'll defend your right to have your store. Because I'd rather have stores, and I'd rather have a community of social beings that actually love each other and care for each other and take care of each other rather than a slave society of automatons that all worship people like Elon Musk. Yeah, I know. I'm one of those weirdos. So anyways, yeah, e-commerce, digital retail, replacing all the retail. and all of the associated consulting businesses and business support data systems, all those systems that support retail also all going away. And I need to say this because a lot of people aren't going to like it, but I need to say it anyway. The commercial real estate that has all of this retail and that has all of these support industries that support retail, I'm talking about the call centers, I'm talking about the business analysis consulting businesses, all that stuff, it's all going away. You are going to see commercial office space become increasingly available in your communities. I think in our community here in the Idaho area, in the Boise area where I am, I was just recently shocked to find out they only have, I think it's something like a 30 to 45% occupancy rate. That means 60 to 70% of the commercial office space is totally vacant while they're still building new ones. We keep asking who's going into these offices. I'm going to break the news to you today. I'll tell you who's going into these offices. They're all getting converted to housing. They're all getting converted to housing. All those office campuses, all that retail space that you see is rapidly being devoured, it's all going to be converted into housing. I'm giving you a vision of your future in this country as they devour your entire community. You are going to have a massive housing complex in your community, and many of those office campuses are going to be used for low-income housing and for sick housing. It's already happening. People are already recommending it. Many of those office campuses are going to be massive hospice centers. They are. What else do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to have so many sick people, and they got to put them somewhere. They can't afford homes anymore. They can't afford the homeless problem. So what they're going to do on an increasing basis is convert all of that office space into housing. And people go, oh, well, they've got, you know, they've got plumbing issues. They've got electric issues. They will overcome that very rapidly. I promise you, they will overcome all of that very rapidly. And yes, they will all be converted into hospice centers, sick care centers, and low-income housing. All of it will, in every city. So I needed to say that, even though people don't want to hear it, that's also what's coming. Number 7 is construction tech for industrial technology development, smart building, smart cities, digital project management, eco-friendly construction, all expanded, being driven by industrialization, AI data centers, infrastructure spending. Number 8 is logistics. E-commerce growth fuels demand for automated shipping and robotics. 9 is sick care services. Yes, the sick care industry is booming, my friends, and that is not good news. That is horrible news for those people who are celebrating. We see these job reports where there's 60,000 new sick care jobs. That is not something to celebrate. Our people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and the medications they're giving are not making them better. I know many of you all have seen that meme going around that says, congratulations to Pfizer for 75 years of pharmacy and not curing a single disease. There is a lot of truth in that meme. They're not in business to cure disease, okay? They're in business for pain management, and they're in business to make people sicker and sicker and sicker, to give them more and more and more drugs, to get them more and more addicted. They are drug dealers. They're drug dealers. They're drug cartel. They're legalized institutional drug cartel. And I'm here to tell you, when you got a president and you've got a party that is all in with this biotech drug cartel and all their plans and all their money-making schemes, the street dealer, the illicit drug dealer, becomes the enemy of society. And that's why they're blowing drug boats out of the water. And that's why they're bragging today about how much fentanyl they've taken off the streets. Make no mistake, as they kill off those illicit mom and pop illicit drug dealers, they are replacing them with biotechnology legalized drug dealers. It's not that they want to make people healthy. It's not because they love the children. It's not because they're reforming the vaccines, as RFK is talking about today with the new and improved vaccine schedule. No, no, no. He says, we care about the beautiful children and we want to keep all all the buildings. No, they don't. No, they don't. They are simply just replacing all of the old school drugs and old school vaccines with this new generation of what they call the gold standard of science. And that is AI drugs. When you hear gold standard of science, they're talking about AI biotechnology. They're replacing the traditional drugs, the traditional vaccines, the traditional mom and pop illicit drug dealers, the coke dealers, the fentanyl dealers, the ecstasy dealers. They're going to get rid of every single one of them for one reason and one reason alone. It's not to make us safe. It's because they're competition. Their competition, the illicit drug cartels are competition for the legalized drug cartels that the people in your government that now completely own your government are profiting from in their 401ks and in their investment portfolios and in their hedge funds and in their private equity bro firm investments. They see every single illicit drug dealer as competition and they are wiping them out. And by the way, well, they're blowing them out of the water. By the way, that is the larger story for everything they're doing. They are eliminating competition in every single way. Who? The institution, the industrialists, the mega corporations in every single sector are eliminating all the competition. Why? Because they're greedy. How? Because the government is allowing them to. So if you remember back in February, I said, as Trump started launching all these executive orders, tearing down all these regulations. And I think it was when Doge announced that they were killing the USD investigation into Neuralink because of the abuse of animals. I said, red flag warning, siren time. Y'all listen to me. They're tearing down all the consumer protections. They're tearing it all down. This government is going to let mega corporations do whatever the hell they want, including monopolize, merge, acquire, run roughshod over the small businesses, put everybody out of business, drive everybody into poverty, put any kind of toxins they want into their witch brews. They're not going to stop them anymore. They've basically opened the floodgates. They closed the southern border, but they opened the consumer protection border, and they have allowed every single type of wolf, every single type of shark, every single type of snake and viper to come into the consumer market and introduce whatever kind of toxic poisons they want into our food supply, into our air supply, into everything. They're taking it all down. This is why I say, when people say, I'm so glad they closed the southern border. Well, you know, so am I. I don't like anarchy. I think that immigration should be very orderly, and I think it should be lawful. So I'm on your side there. However, I do love immigration and I do love immigrants, and I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. I welcome them here. But the point of the matter is while you're getting so excited about the tightening up of the southern border, y'all aren't paying any attention to the digital border or to the consumer protection border whatsoever. Because if you were, you would know that one of the principal jobs of Doge was to go in and tear down all the consumer protections and remove all of the moral conscience out of the government. So no one would ever stand in mega corporations' way again and stop them from doing whatever they want, including abusing animals, abusing children, abusing humans. I mean, you're never going to convince me that this is the party of protecting children in light of the Epstein file concealment. And I won't make this broadcast about that, but you should know that today Pam Bondi is saying that the majority of the Epstein files will not be released until after Trump leaves office, which is a direct violation of the law, because of course there's the Epstein Transparency Act that actually demands that the Department of Justice. So you're never going to get me to believe that they care about children when they're literally protecting the powerful figures who have abused children. I mean, give me a break. I think you'd have to be in some sort of cult mindset to believe that garbage. But the bottom line is, and the thing I want to make clear, the big takeaway here is that this government, this party in particular, is not the party of capitalism. They're not the party of govern capitalism. They're not the party of economic opportunity and economic justice. They're not that party. They're the party of anarcho-corporate takeover. That means no consumer protections, no worker protections. Let the corporate behemoth monsters do whatever they want. And that's how they're able to do it. So to your question, how are they doing this? Your government is allowing. For many years, the government did not allow them to do this. There's been so many regulations in place. As you know, the SEC has blocked insider trading. They've totally weakened the SEC. Insider trading is now on fire. They're all insider trading without any. This is so lawless, y'all. This is the most lawless government we've ever had. You thought Democrats were lawless? Oh my gosh. Lawlessness is the word of the day. And there's actually people coming on my page saying that they're okay with it. In fact, I just saw a comment before I came on for this podcast today in which a guy said, we're talking about how all this insider trading is happening and how Trump tipped off oil tycoons before the Venezuela bombing and invasion and kidnapping, and how there's all this insider trading happening and he's pardoning all these crypto bros and he's pardoning all these money launderers and bribers, and he's forgiving them for having to pay restitution, and all this is happening. And some guy responds back to this charge saying, "It's called capitalism. Grow up." Wow. They have literally normalized lawlessness. They've normalized economic lawlessness. And these people actually think it's just capitalism to steal from your neighbor. Ponzi schemes, I guess it's all just capitalism now. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not. Capitalism is supposed to be governed. For many years, it was governed in this country. Our government did stop monopolies. We had a very strong SEC. We had a strong FCC. We've had a very, I don't care what, see, I've been around over half a century. I've lived through the best years of America when our government actually did work for the people. No, it wasn't perfect. No, it wasn't totally independent and free. Yes, it had a lot of crony capitalism problems and corruption at all. Where any system of man has corruptions. But what we're talking about here is relativity. We're talking about the difference between the old government and the new government. The old government, very, very regulation prone to protect consumers. The new government, no consumer protections at all. A lot of people think, oh, that's a good thing. I'm so glad my government is no longer going to dictate which businesses can thrive. But what if I told you the businesses they're allowing to thrive right now are all making the equivalent of nuclear missiles that they're going to destroy you and your communities with? Then would you have a different perspective on regulations and safety regulations? It just turns out that most Americans who tell you they're anti-regulation, they're just being selective. They're the first people who will sue the government and sue some energy company for building a nuclear reactor in their backyard and having a nuclear leak. I mean, they'd be the first ones getting a lawyer saying, my government has failed to protect me and my family. They know that we need consumer protections and worker protections. It's just that they're being very selective in telling us that, oh, that's government overreach, when they know it's not. They know that we need these protections. They actually know this government is tearing down all these protections, but most of them are profiting from it right now, or it hasn't hit them, so they're not in an uproar about it like I am. Most of them are stoned out of their minds, drunk, so obsessed and over-focused on professional sports or some other escapism that they have no idea what's actually happening in society and their government and their communities, and they couldn't care less. But of course, they masquerade on social media as freedom fighters. They're not. They're just sheep being led to the slaughter. Don't listen to any of them. You can safely ignore every single one of those voices that are totally hypocritical. But again, number eight is sick care services. Aging population combined with a population, 82% of which has been poisoned with a AI fake vaccine gene therapy serum that has broken down their immune systems and is now leading to unconscionable health and biological outcomes, such as the massive, massive increase in flus this year. It is the most powerful flu on record in 35 years, and it is killing more people. I believe it's already killed 5,200 people this year. Yes, those are real statistics. Of course, they're not making them up. This is a real outcome of broken immune systems due to an AI fake vaccine gene therapy that broke down people's immune systems. And we have been, many of us who are in the know, we've been warning you that this pandemic of the vaccinated is coming. We've told you VAIDS is coming. We've told you VAIDS is real. We've told you the people who have taken this, especially those who have taken it multiple times, are in grave danger of contracting everything under the sun, including terminal and exotic cancers that we've never seen before. And again, create this problem, present the solution. It is the cycle of lunacy that you're witnessing. And yes, your society is getting very, very sick, and your government won't tell you about it. And they're going to get increasingly sick. Hopefully you didn't take it. If you did, please get some help. Get some help and detox and get as much of that crap out of your system as you possibly can, because it is oppressing you right now. It absolutely is. The in-demand segments of sick care are home health care, palliative health care. United Healthcare just bought a massive, massive hospice company because they know how many people are going to die and they want to get in on the death business. Come on, y'all. Are you hearing my words? United Healthcare, they're supposed to be in business for people's healthcare. Why are they buying hospice companies? Because they want to get in on the death. They want to profit from the death, too. They're profiting from the sickness. They want to profit from the death, too. They're all buying up hospice companies. These are one of the most fastest growing segments and booming industries under this administration. Also, telehealth and specialized medical services combined with precision medication, the rise of precision medication. That is tailor-made witch brew for whatever your witchcraft, sickness, or illness is. Number 10 is travel and leisure, and what they call, before you get excited about that, experiential tourism. Experiential tourism? What's that? Well, research it. I'm not even going to go into the big details for you, but you should research it to find out what this younger generation is doing, because it's going to make your skin crawl. This is what I said in the broadcast this morning. If you're getting really excited about the fact that it's now being reported that Gen Z is breaking the alcohol addiction, they're breaking the generational chains of alcoholism, good on them. The flip side of this is they are now taking every exotic drug under the sun, and many of them are so strung out on their vape pens and their vape pipes that they've reached a point where they can't live without them. They can't live without them. So you are talking to a rehabilitation specialist right now. That's the voice you're hearing. And I've helped many people recover from addiction, including myself with the help of God, who was once addicted to cigarettes, was addicted to marijuana, and was addicted to alcohol. And for those of you who say, you can't be addicted to marijuana, there's no proof that there's a chemical addiction, you would be right. There's no proof that there's a chemical addiction. However, there's plenty of proof, evidence, and science to support psychological addiction and behavioral addiction. And I can tell you from firsthand lived experience, though I didn't have a chemical addiction to marijuana, I most certainly had a psychological one. And only when I was hitting that pipe was I mellow, and was I chill, and was I in my creative space, and I felt like I could cope with all of this stressful world around me. When I wasn't hitting my vape pen or my vape pipe or my bong or whatever else it was, I didn't feel good. I didn't feel right. My mind was racing again. I had anxiety. And you know, the weirdest thing happened. The more I hit that pipe and the more weed I smoked, the worse I felt when I wasn't stoned. So you get into this cycle of, oh God, I feel horrible again. I need to get high so I feel better again. That's not a chemical addiction. That's a psychological addiction. And I'm here to tell you, the people who are hitting the chronic every single day have a psychological addiction. They have a behavioral addiction. They won't even do certain things unless they're stoned. It's just like your alcoholics won't even go out in public, won't even socialize unless they're drunk. They actually call alcohol their truth serum and their what do they call it? Their social wine or whatever they call it. They go, give me a couple drinks and then I'd be willing to talk to you. Give me a couple drinks and I'm ready to go to the party. They do the pre-party to get ready to socialize because they can't even socialize anymore without the alcohol. They actually feel strange if they're not buzzed or drunk. That is a behavioral addiction. It's a psychological addiction, and it is every bit as bad as a chemical addiction. And I'm here to tell you, you have a government right now helping everybody they can get psychologically and behaviorally addicted to every single drug and exotic drug and serum under the sun to keep them numb, to keep them sedated, and to keep them from seeing what's happening and uprising. There is a reason slave masters gave slaves marijuana, and it wasn't because they wanted them to make them feel good and they cared about their health, or they wanted to give them natural meds or give them healing herbs and flowers. No, it was to keep them from revolting. So that leads us to our last two booming industries under this administration. Number 11 is 3D printing. New manufacturing tech, rapid prototyping are growing as resharing and innovation pick up pace of all sorts of devices for evil and crazy stuff under the sun. And finally, number 12, cannabis and cannabis technologies. In states like New York, legal cannabis sales have doubled, reflecting broader industry expansion. The president is now talking about reclassifying marijuana to make it accessible to absolutely everybody, just as they wanted the telephone to be accessible to everybody back in the day, because when they actually cared about people, they now want a marijuana THC, high potency THC, hallucinogenic level THC to be available to all citizens, not because they love them, but because they want to up. Christine said 3D printed food. Absolutely. Thank you for the great ad. When I say they're doing diabolical stuff with 3D printing, but oh my God, we should do a whole special on that. It ain't what you think it is, y'all. But neither is the marijuana legalization, and neither is the marijuana normalization that Trump's doing now. So let's be really clear about cannabis. Let's be really clear about this. It started out as something like home brew, right? Like prior to prohibition with alcohol, something anybody could do, grow in your home. You know, it's not lab grown. It's under controlled environment. It was low potency. You know, give you a nice little buzz, whatever. Then it became legalized. Why? To make people well? No. For tax revenue. Because the Democrats in particular said they saw another cash cow that they could pilfer money from the people and put into their coffers in a government to do all of their special projects in which they use, as you know, to elevate themselves as saviors of society. You know, the left does that. We can be honest about it. I'm honest about the right all the time. I'm also honest about the left. I also give the left props where they're due, and I also give the right props where they're due, because we don't live in a world of absolutes. We live in a world of very nuanced information and intelligence. But one of the downsides of Democrats, there's a lot of upsides to Democrats. I've lived in a Democrat state, but one of the worst downsides is that, yes, they legalized all the marijuana to create yet another revenue stream for government. The people should have never, ever gone along with this, but they did. And they've now handing all of their extra money in taxes over to their government to use on projects that they don't even approve of. But beyond legalization is normalization. We're not at the normalization stage yet, but I'm here to tell you that Mr. Trump is ushering in the age of marijuana normalization. But with marijuana normalization will become the normalization of all drugs. You need to know this. It's not just marijuana. This is the very beginning. Ecstasy will be normalized. Acid will be normalized. Mushrooms will be normalized. Heroin will be normalized. Every single drug under the sun will be normalized, with the exception of a couple. One of them starts with F. You know what it is? Fentanyl. Why? It kills people suddenly and instantly, and they can't control it. And so if they could control it, if fentanyl in low doses didn't kill people, they would be absolutely normalizing that also, if they could make money off of it. But it's killing their law enforcement officers. It kills military that try to police it. It just kills people on contact, and they can't control it. But everything they can control, they 100% will control. And I'm here to tell you, this all comes back to follow the money. The reason that Trump is behind normalizing marijuana and making it easily accessible in every single state, including the states such as mine in Idaho that have said, hell no, we don't want THC here to be normalized, because we've seen what has happened in other states, and we don't want a massive homeless problem. We don't want a zombie nation of people up here like we see in all these other states. We don't want a dead society. We don't want a society that's too numbed and sedated to revolt. We like ourselves and our minds the way they are. Trump says no. the state, you will not be able to decide on this any more than you will be able to set your own AI regulations. You're going to answer to Skynet, big daddy government and federal government, and we're going to tell you what you can and can't do. And if we say that all these drugs should be legal in your societies, then they're going to be legal and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, I don't know how that's freedom, and I don't know how that's constitutional or independent or any of the things we love about America. It's not even American, but people are going along with it because they're like, cool, I'll have all the access I want to the mind numbing drugs so I don't have to think about anything that's happening or, God forbid, stand up to it to stop it because I don't think about anybody but myself. That's what we're dealing with. We're right back to empathy again. A society that doesn't empathize with others, a society that's totally apathetic, that actually doesn't love their neighbor at all, but actually doesn't even care if their neighbor gets sick, terminally sick, gets invaded, gets home invaded, gets home wrecked, gets their weapons taken from them, gets their voices cut off, gets their heads blown off, gets sick, terminally sick. Did I say terminally sick? Sudden death? They couldn't care less. They say, as long as it's not happened to me, I don't give a shit, and they don't. And that's why they also love these leaders who don't give a shit, because they're just like them. They're just as apathetic as they are towards their neighbor's plight. If they cared about their neighbors, if they cared about the children, if they cared about the proximity of all these drugs to the children, if they cared about all these toxins in the air and throughout the entire food supply, they would be demanding that their government take steps to stop these mega corporations and these investor bros from taking over everything and killing society off, but they're not. They would rather just curl up in a little hallucinogenic ball and just dream the day away. It's just easier.
Well, that's a wrap
that way.
For part one of have booming and busting industries under Trump. Please join us for part two.
Very rude awakening. So enjoy.